Okay, this audio is about strumming when someone else is doing fingerstyle. Okay, the main thing is, whatever the count of the person counting it off is your hand moving down, you know, on every count. So if the person counts 1, 2, 3, 4, you'll go, because my hand is moving even with that count, all right? An example is, from the Mark Hansen fingerstyle book that I use for teaching fingerstyle for students, on page 12, Sloop John B is a common, you know, one that people learn. And so, because it's right in the beginning of the book. And here's the fast version. Listen to him counting it off.
1, 2, 3.
So I heard him count, and he counted 1, and he only counted to 3, so you really have to be ready, like 1, 2, 3, you have to get that in your blood and internalize it quick enough so that your hand can continue moving, like he goes 1, 2, 3, and then you're, that's the direction of your hand. You're not going to hit the strings in the same pattern that I'm doing right now, but this is, I know you can't see me, but this is the direction of my hand, even with his count. And once the direction of your hand is there, then you can like vary the ups and downs accordingly within that framework, if that makes any sense. So one more time, I'm going to strum a little quieter so you can hear both the music and me at the same time. Let me go back to the beginning.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, so that's normally what happens when it's at tempo. However, in lessons, if you're playing along with another person who's doing the fingerstyle pattern much slower because they're just working it out, you may have to double up the time. So let's listen to the slow version.
1, 2, 3.
Actually, in this case, it's the same thing. He said 1, 2, 3, and so we just move our hand like that. And then we strum, da, da, da. So this is the same exact thing, it's just slower. One more time.
Sloop John B, we'll play one time through slowly. 1, 2, 3.
That's straightforward enough. Now the plot thickens a little when the student is even, the fingerstyle student that is even going even slower, because even that, you know, I remember going through this book and it takes a while just to get to the slow tempo. I very well remember that. You have to practice quite a bit to get to the slow tempo. So I made Travis picking play-alongs that go even slower than that. But if you're strumming to that, you have to assess, okay, am I going to, you know, is it realistic for me to go that slow, or am I going to double up the time? What I mean by that is, so far, there, when you hear the fingerstyle, there's 2 notes per beat. Like, it's 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. Meaning, for every down that your hand does, like 1, 2, 3, there's 2 notes. Da, 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 if you see what I mean. But when the student is going so slow and it's not realistic for you to strum with that ratio, you may double it up to 1 so that your downstroke is equal to 1 of their notes instead of 2. Demonstrating this, first I'm going to play you a fast version of CC, FF, GG, CC using the outer inner pattern, which you don't have to know what that is. But and then I'm going to go slower so you can see what starts to happen. This is 200 beats per minute. Listen to the count. The count was ding, 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 ding. So you got to get your hand 1, 2, 3, 4. Because it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. so let me strum along with that. Here we go again. Hopefully you got that, and then if we slow it down to, let's say, 120. Then all is fine with that. Again, we did our hand going down the same rate at which the metronome was clicking. But now let's go down to 80. Pretty slow on our part, it's not so bad, but when the student goes down to like 60 or 40, we may have to double up our part. Like, here, let's listen to 60. It's pretty darn slow. Downward motion with my hand, and then putting the strum on like we've been doing, like one, two, and four, and one. But it's getting pretty slow. So you could decide that instead of a two notes to one down strum ratio, I'm gonna do a down stroke on every note. So in other words, this would sound like my hand's gonna go twice as fast, like. Okay, and then I could strum like this, the same as we were doing at 120. This is because we're at 60 right now. We'll do the same strum we did at 120. However, now that we're doubling, we're going double time feel. It's called double time feel because we're not actually making the music move along. We're not making the chords change twice as quickly. We're still starting and ending in the same place. But it's going to feel like twice as fast. Because of that, now we have to treat each bar as two bars. So instead of C, C, F, F, G, G, C, C, meaning those are one bar each, now it's going to be C, 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 F, 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 G, 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 and C, 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 C. So in other words, we hear the count as one, two, three, but we're thinking one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two. One, two, that's four bars of C to four bars of F. Now here's four bars of G. And that's a long attention span. Here comes the top, four bars of C. Four bars of F. Four bars of G. And four bars of C. Two. Three. Four. Now the cycle starts all over again. Top. So you're you're doing a double time feel there to make a point of contrast. Let's go back to 120. Now you're going to do the exact same strum, but there'll be two notes for every down strum that you do, and so you won't have to think, you know, four bars of C. You'll be back to two bars of C. Here we go. So basically, for most of fingerstyle, to sum up, usually when let me do different chords just so you can hear a different pattern. Like when someone says the tempo, or if they just start playing, like if they go one, two, three, four. I'm doing E minor and A, by the way. Then when you hear one, two, three, four, you go. So that there's two notes for every down, like equals one, two, three, four. I'm sorry, I messed that up. It's one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, like that. And that last point is important, because a lot of times finger stylists will count in half, like cut time. It's called cut time, where they're only feeling the music in two beats per bar, so the plot thickens further. Like I just did it, I went by accident, I did, instead of counting one, two, three, four, I counted one, two, one, or one, two, one, two, so the energy of the music is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, but I'm only feeling it in cut time, 2 beats per bar instead of 4. And so how do you deal with that? If someone says, the count, okay, ready? The count is 1, 2, 1, 2. Like, you're not going to go 1, 2, 1, 2, because now your part feels half as fast as the actual energy of the music. It's not providing the right amount of energy. So you have to be careful of that, too. This double time and halftime stuff can get confusing. But just use your instinct. If they're counting 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, you're not going to go 1, 2. You're not going to go 1, 2, 1, 2, like that. You'll go 1, 2, like you're actually doubling 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. So my hand is moving twice as fast as they're counting, knowing that the energy of the music will match it. So you have to kind of use your instinct. Okay, what's going to match the music? And am I going to double the count or half it or go right on it? So, you know, if it feels too slow, double it up. And if it feels too fast, go half speed. When something is super fast, let's talk about going half speed a little more. When something is super fast, like I can't remember what progress song this is. Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Like that. So that's too fast to play along, like that would be too fast for you to keep up. So you're allowed to think half as fast, like now it's not the same amount of energy as the fast part, but it's better than not playing along at all. And you know, it's better than just saying, you know, I'm sorry, I can't play this. You know, it's still valid. It's still valid. Halftime is still valid. So to sum up, use your instinct. You're either going to strum on the beat that's counted or go half as fast or half as slow, depending on the context of the music and your own comfort zone. Have fun.